In the week since 8-year-old Jayla Rodriguez was found dead of as yet undetermined causes while she was sledding, the reaction by the Oglala Sioux Public Safety Department has been to point the finger of blame at dogs that run loose on the reservation. As a result, two actions have been initiated. The first involved hiring a private contractor to round up any dogs considered strays, destroy them, and dump their bodies at a reservation landfill. That happened last week. The second action begins on November 29th, when any and all stray unlicensed animals considered a threat are to be rounded up and immediately destroyed. Frankie Whitedress is a friend of Jayla's family. Whitedress is concerned about what she calls the tribe's overreaction by killing dogs in a situation where the animals haven't been proven to be the problem.
It was a sleigh riding accident. She went off a steep bank and hit some trees, and it sends an awful message to our children. It's a dehumanizing solution.
Whitedress adds that the tribal leaders aren't listening to the elders' choices for a humane solution for what everyone admits is a dog overpopulation problem on the reservation. Virginia Ravindahl is founder of the Lakota Animal Care Project. The nonprofit group has spent the last 7 years providing veterinary care, spay and neuter clinics for dogs and cats on the 2-million-acre Pine Ridge Reservation.
The elders are gathering to pray that the traditional Lakota relationship with the dog, the shunka, be remembered and be reflected in our practices.
Ravindahl notes the elders' message is also directed toward tribal leadership. She adds that considering the history of the 19th century buffalo slaughters, tribal officials should be careful about indiscriminately killing man's best friend. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.